That was Casting Crowns. Well, we're talking with Mary Meyer today. She is a site director for Hope Harbor in Winona, Minnesota. Hello, Mary.
Good day to you, Darla.
Yeah, a lot of our listeners, including me, are not real familiar with Hope Harbor. Can you tell us what it is?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Hope Harbor is a nonprofit Christian residential home. We are serving teen girls ages 12 to 17 who come here and they live here. And we are here to support these families who have young ladies that are just having some behavioral issues.
How long are they generally in the program?
The girls are placed here by their parents and they go through phases. So they're typically here between 10 and 13 months. It's about a year program.
Now, this has been established in Marshall for a while and started in Winona. How long ago?
We just opened in October.
Okay. So tell us about the gals that are coming there. You said generally, they're between the ages of 12 and 17. What sorts of problems have they been having that bring them to Hope Harbor?
Sure. A lot of the girls are dealing with all kinds of things. They can deal with bullying, whether they are the bully or they've been bullied in school or outside of school. There's abuse issues, exploitation. Sometimes there's alcohol and marijuana use. We also are dealing with sexual issues such as trafficking and things like that. There's suicide ideation occasionally, pornography, eating disorders, self-harm, relational aggression, depression, anxiety. Just a lot of behavioral issues that we're dealing with the girls, and we are striving to try to bring them a biblical approach to how life can be better with the hope that God can give them through His promises in the Word.
So I imagine, a lot of times the parents are, at their end. They don't know what to do anymore. How can they help their daughter, or their daughter's behavior is just causing a lot of upheaval in the home, and so they're desperate and they come to you. What is your goal for the family and for that young lady and her family?
The goal for us is to bring healing to their daughter and to restore the family. So when the family comes in, it isn't just the daughter that we help. We also have counseling for the parents as well as parenting classes that we walk them through on a weekly basis to support them.
So this is something that the parents have to really be committed to as well. They're not just handing you their girl and say, you'd fix her and then send her back.
Exactly. That's right. Mm-hmm. We're here to restore the family, to bring them together as a relationship builder.
How have you seen that work with the girls that have come through your program?
Well, there is a young lady who went through the program and graduated in 2015 from the Marshall program, and I sat with her through an interview for our daily newspaper. I was absolutely impressed that this young lady had gone from being defiant, rude, self-destructive, and had even considered ending her life to being, she was mature, responsible. She was ready to follow God wherever He led her. She is now a nursing student at Winona State. And I just was absolutely amazed at how much the Christ-centered environment that she lived in for a year turned her around and changed her. And the interviewer at the end asked her, what would you have done if you had not been at Hope Harbor? And she said, I probably would not be here today. And it just completely impressed me with the professionalism and impact that this ministry is having on young ladies. One of the young ladies that actually is here now had moved in and had never even heard of Noah, the one who built the boat.
She'd
never heard of anything biblical. And I have shared with people that watching her grow in this ministry is like watching a slow motion video of a flower blooming. I have just absolutely been amazed at the love of God and how it's changed her and encouraged her and brought her out of self-destructive thinking on her part, and that she's valued, she's loved, and she's We taught her to be respectful and to be honoring to her parents and to speak kindly to them and to her siblings. And I mean, it's a process. It's not perfect, and it doesn't take overnight, but it's certainly getting there. And we've seen amazing changes with this young lady as well.
I went through a very rebellious time in my younger days, and I remember as a teenager, my mom had really wanted to send me to a Christian school, but I just would, I said, no way. There was, I didn't want anything to do with that. Don't push that religion on me. So I imagine that a lot of these girls don't necessarily come very willingly. Is that the case?
Oh, yes. Yep. Definitely come here. We've definitely dealt with that as well, including this young lady, the first lady I shared with you about. We don't want to push religion on anybody.
Right.
We love them. We share with them. We pray for them. We encourage them. We talk about scriptures. We do devotions. We read scriptures to them, but we're not making them do anything, and we actually have had girls come through were just absolutely defiant, and I'm not interested, and that's fine. We don't make them know Jesus. That's not our focus.
Mm-hmm.
It's to help them to know that they are loved and allow God to work in the heart of them to show them what the truth is. And as it just kind of grows on them is what happens, is because staff here are very strong Christians. They've been well-trained. They've been taught on love and logic type things and parenting ways to handle some of the behaviors that they have. And they just know there's very strong boundaries here. You're not going to get away with trying to manipulate us, and we're still going to love you even though you make mistakes. And it's really turned girls around. But it takes some time, and we are patient.
It takes a lot of that, doesn't it?
It sure does. Yep. I mean, but there's such beautiful young ladies on the inside, and we want them to know that. I think that's the big thing with so many young ladies today, is they don't know how valued they are by the Lord and by people who can love them, who are the Christians in their life and in this program. That's the beauty of it, is to know how greatly they're loved. And when you know that love, you want to respond to it, you know? And that's what we're hoping the girls do here.
That's really what we're all craving, isn't it? And you know, sometimes we just act out in different ways, seeking that love or seeking that attention. But we know only God can fill those deepest needs within us.
Yeah, yep. So, and the girls have counseling here. And I did want to address, not only do the girls have counseling here, we're teaching them independent living skills and, you know, retraining how to handle situations for, you know, spiritual growth activities. But we also have schooling here, and I think sometimes parents are concerned about that. But our school is a year-long process that meets all the academic requirements and provides transferable credits back into their school when they go back.
Mm-hmm.
Many of these girls, because the behaviors come in low level with their education, or they've even skipped a grade or two, which we've definitely seen. But because they come here and they don't have media, we've taken their phones from them.
Oh.
They don't have any. There's no social media here at all. When that is removed from their life, they are better able to focus on their education. And we have school every day. We have an on-site teacher and an on-site counselor that we've hired full-time. And so these girls just, it's a wonderful program. It's called ACES. It's an accredited Christian academy that we have here. And they are able to focus more on their schooling and get their education that they need, and they end up coming out either on target for their educational needs, or they're higher. They're at a higher level than their peers when they go back to school. So that's encouraging for them. You know, you don't want them to come back and feel like they're lost and they've been left behind. We support them in that piece too.
Now, there may be a parent or a grandparent, a friend listening right now who can think of a young lady who's really struggling and they're so afraid they're just going to lose her totally. How can they reach out to you, and what help can you offer to them?
Yeah. We have a website. Do you want me to give you the website?
Sure, go ahead.
We have a website, www.hopeharbormn.org. they can go on there and they can find there's a Marshall piece and there's a Winona piece, so they can pull up Winona's site and they can contact us through there, or they can just call us here at 507-474-6411. Because we're with the girls, sometimes when they make the phone call, just leave a message as to when we is the best time to call you. We typically have a phone interview with them, Darla,
mm-hmm.
and we visit with them and we find out whether this girl is a fit for them or not. We ask them to pray about it, and we talk with them and, you know, encourage them for sure, pray with them, whatever their needs might be, to just help them see whether this might be a fit for them. And then if we feel like it is, we talk and pray about it. They can go online and fill out an application. There's an application fee that's $150 to apply, but if we end up accepting the girl, that is towards their uniforms that they use when mm-hmm. they go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have an actual interview. We meet with the family and we meet with the girl. We don't ever want a parent to come in and surprise the girl and say, you know, I told you I was going out for ice cream, but actually we're going for
surprise. Yeah.
We do not, that is not recommended.
Mm-hmm.
We want the girl and the parents to be honest with each other and say, this is what we are looking at. And we meet with both. And then from there, between the families and Hope Harbor, we make the decision as to whether the girl is someone that has needs that we could meet.
Is there a long waiting list right now to get into the program?
Nope. We have open beds right now. So we are definitely taking applications, or we have, if you want to, you know, an interest, you can do the application, or you can just call or find us on the website. There's an email that you can find. Winona at hopeharbormn.org is our email. I probably said that really fast, but
it's on
the website.
Yeah, we'll have that on our website as well. So if you're driving right now and can't write the information down, don't worry. You can check it out on our website later on.
Exactly. You can Google search Hope Harbor anyway.
There you go. So, yeah, one way or another, you can get there.
You can find us pretty easy, yeah. I mean, we're very open to talking with parents. And sometimes, honestly, sometimes it is just encouraging a parent and saying, you know what, let me just pray with you
mm-hmm.
and encourage you with that. Parents are trying their best. This is not in any regard a judgment on the parents for not doing a good job, like I said.
It's, right.
it's more, let's come alongside you and see what we can do to help this young lady to thrive as the beautiful woman of God that God's made her to be, and for her to know that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's helpful.
No, I think I really like the name Hope Harbor, because that's exactly what you do. You're like that safe harbor in such a crazy world when so many people are struggling, and you're also offering that hope that is found in Jesus Christ, and hope for families who are really struggling right now. Well, Mary, thank you so much for what you're doing through Hope Harbor. I know you have a new boys' home opening up in Sioux Falls. Any idea when that'll be open?
No idea. It'll be at least a year.
Mm-hmm.
But I did want to say, the other part that is important for people to know is that we have a 2 to 3 hour radius for our home. So we do serve the southeast and metro area of Minnesota, the southwest area of Wisconsin, and the northeast area of Iowa. So, you know, anywhere within 2 or 3 hours of Winona, Minnesota, we minister to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the good news for people, is that it's not just in Winona, it's outside. And why I'm excited to do this interview with you. I appreciate
that. It is. Just getting the word out, because, again, there's a lot of families who may be struggling right now, and they really don't know that there's anywhere for them to turn, or there's any help, or there's any hope in sight. But it is something that you're offering through Hope Harbor. Again, it's for girls ages 12 to 17, and hopefully those who are within a 2 to 3 hour radius, that way the families can be involved as well. You do weekly parenting classes and things like that. So just the goal of offering that hope to that young lady who is struggling, and to the families as well.
Right. Yes.
Okay, well, our guest today has been Mary Meyer. She is the site director of Hope Harbor in Winona, Minnesota. And if you would like to find out more information about Hope Harbor, you can find them on our Impact Partner page. That's on the Praise Network website at praisenetwork.com. Thank you again, Mary, for all that you're doing to help these young ladies and the families. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, Darla. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. We'll talk to you again soon.